The power and presence of God in the world is love. Whenever I see love, I see God's hand at work. Many people accuse God of creating the world and then abandoning it. They complain that He is hiding from our eyes. If it's true that God is hiding, He is hiding in plain sight. The problem isn't an invisible God. It's eyes that don't see and ears that don't hear. I hear His voice in the sound of laughter and joy. I see the beauty of God's palette painted in the sunset. I see His infinite power in the billions of galaxies that He created and hurled into space. I feel His care in the warmth of the sun that shines on my face. I see the twinkle in His eyes in the stars at night. I see reflections of His power in the lightning and hear echoes of His power in the thunder. Every time a baby is born, I know that God hasn't given up on the human race. I hear God speak in the silence of the wilderness. I hear God sing in the songs that He gave to each bird. I feel God's love in the love that I have for my own children. All of these things are ways that God speaks to me. Everywhere and at all times, God is at work in my world. Although He speaks quietly, I can hear His message of love when I become silent and listen. Practicing God's presence may seem difficult at first. That is normal. When you first start looking and listening for signs of God's love, your hearing will seem dull and your vision will be dim. But if you continue, His voice of love will become louder and your vision will improve. When you practice God's presence, you experience His love. You feel the power of His love flowing through you to other people. Every time you give love and assistance to the needy, to the sick, the downtrodden, and the dispossessed, you practice the presence of God. You actually experience His presence when you love other people, and you experience His power by allowing His love to flow through you to others. When God's love flows through you, it heals both you and the other person. When you practice the presence of God, your whole life becomes reorganized around the central fact that God is at work in you and through you by the power of His love. Practicing the presence of God is not just for saints. It's for everyone. You don't have to wait until you are older and wiser before you can have God's presence in your life. In fact, God specializes in transforming the lives of the young and foolish so they live long enough to become old and wise. God has a plan for your life that is better than anything you can imagine. God has power for your life that is far greater than any of your problems. God is present in your life even if you don't know He is there. It's time for you to wake up and live.